This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. COVID-19 cases continue to surge in states across the U.S., from Florida in the southeast through the southwest, including Arizona and Texas, and into the western state of California. The governor of Texas is halting its phased economic reopening as COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations rise. The proportion of Texans testing positive for the virus has risen to 10%, one of the few states in the country with a double-digit positivity rate. Meanwhile, visitors from Texas and other states seeing more cases will have to quarantine for 2 weeks if they want to travel to New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Governors of the northeastern neighboring states made the announcement Wednesday in order to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus. The tri-state quarantine mandate was issued the same day the U.S. reported more than 36,000 new COVID-19 infections. That is the highest one-day number of new cases since late April. The United States leads the world in both total number of infections and deaths, with more than 2.3 million cases and nearly 122,000 deaths as of early Thursday. That, according to Johns Hopkins University. Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for COVID-19, with the regional death toll surpassing 100,000. Senegalese President Macky Sall will self-quarantine after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The president's office issued a statement late Wednesday saying the move is a precaution on the advice of doctors, and the president did test negative for the virus. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News.